High School Slumber Party is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things Cage Club related, head on over to cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
School is out and it's Friday night. I'm all wrapped up and I feel alright.
Welcome, all you fans of teen paranormal drama, all you fans of a good, clean, fun time. Oh, and an extra special shout out to people wondering, why the hell are you talking about Twilight New Moon again? This is High School Slumber Party, the podcast where me and some friends look back at our teenage years through the lens of some iconic high school-centric films. I'm Brian Rodriguez, and the party's at my house this evening. But first, school's still in session, and we have some homework to chat about.
This was your assignment, and I would like to see the results.
First things first, because this episode's going to come with a lot of disclaimers, but I'll get to that later. How did you like our episode last week on To All the Boys... P.S. I Still Love You, that new Netflix film, the sequel to All the Boys I've Loved Before? Did you watch the movie on Netflix? Did you listen to our wonderful episode with the amazing guest, Jenna Guillaume, author, and so much insight, you know? I love talking to her, and I thought that was a really fun episode. I like doing modern movies. Some people just assume that I like only doing the classics, like today's film, right? No, but, you know, it's not always Ferris Bueller. It's not always The Breakfast Club. We got to do some new stuff because this generation deserves its voice too. And again, I thought Jenna brought such great insight to that episode. You want to check that episode out because it was your homework, but you want to check it out where you're listening to us today, right? Whether it be Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or maybe on that old mothership, cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. And while we're talking about this, the absolute best way you can help this show out, because remember, it's a free show that's $0 and 0 cents, guys. The best way you can help us out is by giving us a 5-star rating on wherever you're listening, writing us a positive review, or hey, the tippy top of the heap way you can help the show out is by telling a friend, a like-minded friend perhaps, about all the wonderful things that are happening on High School Slumber Party. Now, did you do your homework for today? I'll give you a pass because, of course, it was to watch Twilight New Moon. And if you're a follower of the show, you already watched it because we talked about it 2 weeks ago. And, of course, Kate Hudson is back today because this is a two-parter. We took a little break with Two Old Boys, P.S. I Still Love You. And we're back for that part two. Now, if you thought part one was fun, you don't even know the half of it, quite literally. We didn't expect to talk this long about New Moon. In fact, it was giving us a lot of trouble. Kate Hudson, of course, you know, my guest, but she writes for Pajiba. She writes a lot of good Twilight stuff, too. Twilight superfan. She has convinced me that 2020 should be the year of Twilight, maybe beyond, but we'll talk about that later. But 2020, the year of Twilight, and we're going to talk about all the movies this year on High School Slumber Party, you know, from Twilight original, OG, to, I forgot what the last one's called, but I'll find out later. I mean, I talk about it here, you know. The New Moon's the second one, and originally it was our Valentine's Day episode, but when we recorded, I don't know, it just wasn't happening. We were so blah, we were so vanilla, that Kate messaged me, and she was like, why don't we just do this again? Why don't we just give it another try? Because we owe it to the slumberers out there. So I was like, let's go for it. So, you know, we both, not on purpose, we didn't communicate this part, but I think we both had a bottle of wine next to us. We both said, let's just do it, you know. No barriers here. Let's just have fun. And part one was pretty good. But part two, I think the wine kicks in. And yeah, things get a little nuts. Things get a little crazy. I have a lot of disclaimers for you guys. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Come on. The bell doesn't dismiss you. I dismiss you. Don't you want to hear all these disclaimers? Isn't that your favorite part of an ad on TV? Anyway, the first disclaimer is, and I'm not just pushing it because it's my show, but you really want to listen to part one because we get right into it. I literally just kind of cut this episode in half, you know? So there's no, like, setup. Most of the, you know, substantial Twilight-ish stuff is in part one, like the homework part, like the real lesson. This part two is going to contain more fun, but you want to be prepared, you know. Second disclaimer. There, you know, were some audio issues, I guess. I think our connection wasn't that great. It's not so bad. I bet if I didn't even mention it, you wouldn't realize it. And honestly, sometimes it helps because it works as a little bit of a way to bleep out some of the foul language, if you will. And that's my third point. If you're with the kiddies, if you're with the freshmen, you want to put them to bed for this episode. This episode is for upperclassmen only. Because it goes off the rails in a way that, whew, some might say the language is sophomoric. I don't mind it. It really, 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 really reminded me of an actual slumber party. But towards the end, you know, when you just start giggling and laughing and having a good time. And just, you know, slumber party talk, if you will. So just a warning, if you're listening to this in the car with your kids, maybe this isn't the best episode to listen to. I don't know what is, but trust me. Trust me. Well, I really hope I didn't scare you away with all that. This episode was so much fun, trust me. And if you're down with all the disclaimers, I think you're going to have fun listening to it. So pack your favorite jammies, tell your mother you're sleeping with O'Brien's, because we're about to get our party on. I leave you with something off that wonderful Twilight New Moon soundtrack. It's called Hearing Damage by Tom York. Can't believe Tom York has a song on this soundtrack, but hey, it's a great soundtrack, what can I say? Class dismissed.
Dakota Fanning, Jane, which, by the way, okay, so Dakota Fanning is also in the book Shuri. Her name is Jane, and I'm 95% sure either that's why her, like, vampire ability is pain. Like, but I just don't know what came first. Was, like, Stephanie Meyer's like, oh, I'm going to have a vampire whose ability is pain, and I'll name her Jane.
She can pain, give people pain at will?
Yeah. That's why she goes, pain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Stephanie Meyer is not a creative writer, but goddamn if she didn't make more money than you and I will ever see in a lifetime.
Oh my God, of course. So I'm assuming we see more of Dakota Fanning in this series. She's not just like a prop, like she kind of is in this one.
I mean, all characters are props in this series.
Fair, fair, fair.
But you'll see her more. That's all I'm going to say.
Good to know, good to know. So yeah, so we finally get some new additions again. Michael Sheen, we get Dakota Fanning. Jane.
We get my favorite, the emo vampire who talks like he's constipated. I think his name's like Arlo, and he's like this depressive vampire who's also part of the Volturi, and he's my favorite. Okay, so the one thing we haven't talked about, and I speak from authority, is that even though New Moon is not widely regarded as the best of the Twilight movies, unless you're like Team Jacob, which I think we've established you're only Team Jacob because some bossy girl on the playground told you you were.
You.
It is widely regarded as the best soundtrack, and I speak from experience because I was stuck in a horrible traffic jam driving from Sacramento down to LA over Christmas, and I, in preparation for the year of Twilight with High School Slumber Party, decided to listen to all the soundtracks on repeat for 9+ hours, and I can tell you, I agree with this, New Moon by far has the best soundtrack.
Which is great. I mean, overall, again, I've only watched 2 movies. The soundtracks have been pretty good, have exceeded what they should be, you know?
Listen, as much as I tell you to dread all Twilight movies and turn off your brain, I can tell you that the soundtrack excellence keeps up.
That's good.
It's the one thing to look forward to.
I mean, it's something where the first film, like the way it was shot and the color palette and the setting.
Excellent. Just excellent.
Excellent, yeah. And the soundtrack was good, too. This soundtrack, you're right, is very good. The Renaissance master of a director that took me away from it a little bit, you know, so maybe not so much there, but again, good music. So if at least that's going to continue, that's fine. And while we're in this whole like Italy part, Edward, what, he attempts to kill himself, it doesn't go through, or
oh, I'm so glad you brought this up because it is my favorite thing ever. So he, like, tries to kill himself by calling attention to himself on the same day that there just happens to be a vampire festival going on.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, no one gives a shit because the best thing about it is he decides to reveal himself to the people because that's, like, the only way the Volturi will kill you, right? If you're a vampire.
To move. Open your eyes. Look at me. I'm alive. You have to move.
But so he does this by taking off his shirt, and they had to paint his abs on.
Oh,
and
my God! What?
Did you notice? Did you notice?
No, I didn't.
If you guys go back and watch, you will clearly see that his abs are painted on, and at one point when he's like shirtless, like trying to fight the Volturi, they forget to paint the abs on, and he's just like this skinny mini. And oh my God, it is Edward's painted abs could be the name of my punk rock band. I'm not even kidding. It's so good.
Oh my God,
this is the Twilight we came for. The half-assed, like, yeah, just paint his abs on, it's fine. Maybe Taylor Lautner get jacked.
Exactly. I was just going to say, that's why I get it. If I came to set and I'm like, whoa, we're supposed to be like rivals here, and this dude is like, has to be on something because he's too ripped. What's the first director's name? I keep forgetting her name. Catherine Hardwick.
Okay, but
one of her reasons that she didn't want to do the next movie was that there was not enough time.
Yeah.
But then,
because like, yeah.
Frickin' Jacob could get that ripped between the time that they shot these 2 movies. There's some substance in him. We know that. And Edward, poor, you know, he's just a musician. He just wants to live his life.
I don't think Robert Pattinson had any inclination to get ripped. I was like, you can just paint it on. It's fine.
Exactly. No, he was like, you know, I just want to make my music. I'm in this series. Hopefully, you know, it gets me more famous. And he comes to set and he sees his rival is like, looks like that. And he's just like this kid who's that ripped. And he's like, I would get the airbrush. That's fine.
I don't think that was him. So I discovered a whole new way to watch Twilight, which is to listen to the audio like commentary.
I was going to be like, what substance are you on for this whole new way to watch Twilight? Because
I'm high on life and poppers and poppers. So RPATS only does commentary on Twilight and Eclipse. So I'll bring in some Eclipse nuggets for you next time. But this guy did not give a fuck. So I don't think it was him feeling insecure. I think it was like, oh, we got to paint abs on Edward. So because he's supposed to be this like chiseled god. And RPATS probably like chowing down on a burger and be like, yeah, do what you want. Trust me, because I can just, spoilers, nothing about the movie, just about the audio commentary. He literally eats two In-N-Out burgers while he's doing the audio commentary.
You know, come to think of it, if I was immortal, I really wouldn't care what I ate ever, right? Like,
but you'd be a vampire, so you'd only drink blood.
Oh, duh.
But like, that's what, like, my other thing, like, why isn't Bella just chowing down on pizza her last, like, in her mind, last year of being mortal?
That's a good point, too. Okay, so I actually had this question on this watch because I was a little confused. Okay. If Edward's family, the Cullens, they don't eat people, they eat...
Yeah,
they're vegetarians, but they eat...
Yeah, they're animals. They eat animals.
But so do people.
What's your point?
Why are they hunting, like, wild deer?
Like, what do you mean?
Couldn't they just go to McDonald's and get a burger?
Because they're not eating the meat, they're drinking the blood.
Oh, okay. So they need the blood of animals.
I mean, I just made that up, but it sounds right.
But, like, you could... like, it's not a common request, but you could theoretically obtain the blood of animals, like, at, like, a butcher
shop. Let's not forget... Yes, you can, but also let's not forget that fucking Carlisle's a doctor who has access to a blood bank.
Oh, I keep forgetting that. You're right. Human blood, too. Even more delicious.
At least, Buffy the Vampire Slayer at least, like, addressed this. Like, Twilight's like, no, they're vegetarians. They have to go kill mountain lions. Don't ask any questions. Listen... I think I said this last time, the whole Twilight saga is just going to smother you in your sleep, and I just suggest you stop trying to question it or fight it, because you'll enjoy it more if you just let them kill you.
Fair.
like, stop asking questions. Like, forget it, Jake, this is Twilight.
All right, back to the movie. What's the conclusion? They just forgive him?
Like, no, they're like, you got to turn Bella into a vampire, because yes. She's... be interesting. They're like, cool, we will, bye.
But they don't like watch them do it. They're just like, let's, you can do it on your own time.
Because of plot device, come on. They're like, no, it's cool, but we're gonna go murder 20 tourists and no one's gonna bat an eyelash. That's cool. Bye, Edward. Bye, Bella. Bye, Alice. Hello, dinner. Like, none of this makes sense.
Yeah, that was my next note with the tourists, how like none of their families complain, like, where'd grandma go?
Okay, but if you remember Interview with the Vampire, something similar happens, like, to one person. So Stephanie Meyer's like, fuck it, I'm going to make it happen to 25 people.
Yeah.
Done.
No. And then I don't understand how they're in this beautiful town and they're occupying what seems...
During a vampire festival, by the way.
Makes no sense. Exactly. And they happen to occupy, like, the biggest, most important, like... whether it's a castle or a basilica or something, right? Like, in town, and nobody notices or cares. Like, no one asks, like, oh, who lives...
And yet they give tours. Like,
yeah.
And
oh,
it's
good
very
point.
Well kept.
Yeah, they're like, oh, let's give a tour of this place, but we're not going to explain why there's, like, a council meeting of randos. Like, they don't know they're vampires, but they might be like, what are these people doing in here?
Why that are that never guy... seen in the daylight, but are always at the opera? Yeah. That have red fucking eyes? And are super pale.
Why is that guy giggling over there? That seems a little suspicious. This is odd. You know, his skin's super white, but whatever. Let's just take the tour.
Okay, but it, like, at this point, this is on you, because I've talked to you about Twilight now
I know.
Like, almost like 3.5 hours. And what do I keep telling you?
Yes, but if I lived by your code, we would have 5-minute episodes and just be like, la-di-da, what happened? Great, let's go to the next one.
That's not the code. I mean, I've had a lot to say about this clusterfuck, this episode.
I'm not complaining, mind you. I'm not complaining. I'm still excited for the ride. New Moon has not turned me off of the Twilight series.
Then none of them will. If New Moon, like, doesn't turn you off, none of the movies will. And I'm including Breaking Dawn Part 4, where nothing happens, but yet, like, everything happens because it's so what the fuck.
No, this one is... a lot of setting the table. I will revisit how I really feel about it. I don't know, after I've seen all of them.
I re-rank them every time I watch them to see what my ranking stands. And it's been pretty steady at 3, 5, 1, 2, 4. So Eclipse, Breaking Dawn Part 2, Twilight, New Moon, Breaking Dawn Part 1. But the only reason New Moon does better than Breaking Dawn Part 1 is because of the Volturi bullshit and Jasper wanting to kill Bella over a paper cut. Because that's amazing.
I would imagine it's hard to judge Breaking Dawn Part 1 because it's just Part 1. But
nothing happens.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Sorry, I gave you slight spoilers, but not really, because nothing happens in this entire saga.
Fair, fair. Any other scenes or moments you want to talk about in this film? Because if not, we're just going to move on to some questions.
Oh, we got to talk about the very end.
Oh my God, how could we miss that? What the fuck?
I have one condition. If you want me to do it myself.
What's the condition?
And then forever.
That's what I'm asking.
Marry me, Bella.
What the fuck? Honestly, first time I saw this, that was my reaction. I don't know why I didn't think this would happen. I don't know why. But...
because you weren't raised Mormon.
A proposal? Like, oh, you can be a vampire. I'll let you be a vampire if you marry me. First of all, why does there need to be an official marriage ceremony?
Because she's Mormon. She was going to get in trouble with her bishop if she had the bone without getting them married. Come on, keep up.
I'm not seeing it in a Mormon lens. I'm sorry. I'm seeing it more like... you're going to live eternally. This person turned you.
Yeah, isn't that commitment enough?
Yes.
Nope.
Yes.
And the best part is, it's Edward that needs that commitment and not Bella. Bella would bone him in that field right then and there.
Oh my God.
So good.
I want to be like, Edward, so you could end this agony so quickly.
Oh, okay. So I have a question for you, and this is probably super inappropriate. Do you think he masturbates?
You would know more than me.
To be a 109-year-old virgin vampire, I imagine that's all you're doing at night.
And second of all, think of the age he is. Like, not, okay, he's 100 and something, but, like, think of the age he, like, physically is.
17? Like, imagine doing his laundry. It's just crusty socks. But, like, seriously, that's the question I was asking myself this time. It's like, Mormon religion says you're not supposed to masturbate. I don't know why. I honestly, like, I was tuned out for that entire conversation. And they never talked to girls about it. They talked to boys about it. So, like, this was always, like, secondhand knowledge. But, like, he's either furiously masturbating every single night or he's never done it.
Well, you mentioned...
there's no in between, right?
You mentioned last time that, like he hears other people having sex, right?
Yeah, because they're all coupled up. And so they're all just boning all night. So is he masturbating to his parents and his brother and sisters?
Because they're not his real biological parents, so I imagine,
like... that doesn't matter! Like, that's still, like, his, like, coven.
You have 100 years to rationalize that, you know? I think he is.
I don't know. I think if he was, he'd probably be a lot calmer.
You have a good point.
I don't have the answer. Jacob is for sure rubbing it out every night, though. For sure.
You're right. I mean, Edward certainly does not have the disposition of someone who
has a release on the regular.
Yes, he seems like...
stopped up.
He seems like a 100-year-old person who's...
virgin.
Who's never ejaculated. Like, it's just like, yeah, you're right. Like, I mean... hate to say it, but it's true. I guess that's the big Jacob-Edward difference, then.
Jacob's
religion allows him to do whatever he wants.
The wolf boy in him allows him a release, and...
well, you're in those cargo shorts all day, you know, like...
I'm not a guy, so I don't know how cargo shorts are. But based on, how many men fucking wear them at all times, even when they don't have a need for 7 pockets, I kind of feel like they must be very comfortable or serve a purpose.
Oh, God.
We've went there.
Well, we're already there. We might as well. I mean, now you're up in the ante for later episodes. Like, you know, my silly questions I ask at the end are not even going to compare.
To does Edward masturbate?
You've convinced me. I would have said yes, but now you've convinced me that I don't think so.
I didn't come in with an answer, to be honest. I just came in with a question.
I think he's just like been brooding for years.
Because I feel like people masturbated around the turn of the century. Like, I don't think this is a modern invention.
No, of course not. You know, not to get gross, but like, what else is he doing at night with his time?
He's just slowly driving himself insane, listening to his parents and his brother and sisters fornicate is what he's doing.
Maybe that's the torture. Maybe that's why he's so... Oh, God.
There's such a more interesting story here that's not the Bella Edwards story or Bedward. It's how do you make a monster? Like, how is a monster created? And, like, Edward says he's a monster, and he is, but not for the reasons. Like, he's like, oh, I'm a vampire. It's like, no, you're just an emotionally abusive asshole.
It's true. But, like, imagine if you lived in some not 24/7 town like New York or Los Angeles, and you couldn't go...
Pre-Netflix. You can't binge.
Yeah, you can't really binge. You know, maybe you can get DVDs, but how long, you know, how many times can you watch the same shit? And you just can't do anything at night. Like, there's no... We know this town, he can't... Like, that movie theater probably closes at, like, 9.
Okay, so they don't cover this in the movies that much, but it is covered in the books. He just goes to Bella's bedroom and watches her sleep.
Oh, yeah, you told me this. Okay, oh. Oh, so then are you going to change your answer here? Because do you think he's just watching her sleep?
Yeah, I think he's just watching her sleep.
For hours?
Yeah, dude. I don't think he's masturbating. I really don't. This is the important hard-hitting stuff right now. I don't think he is. Because do you think somebody who insists he needs to get married before he can bone is really going to rub one out in his girlfriend's, like, father's house? Really?
I don't know. I've never been in that position, but I guess you're right.
Like, it's not like he's bringing a box of tissues with him or like a sock. My gut is telling me, and again, I don't ever want to empathize with abusers, but he's fucking crazy. And part of the reason why he's crazy is because he's had to listen to his two sets of brothers and sisters and his parents fornicate for like 90 years. And he's never had a release. And now he has this girlfriend.
Yeah, but why hasn't he? Why hasn't he?
Because, like, I don't know. Because she wants to bone him. He's like, nah, I can't.
We've all had friends, you know, let's be honest. We've all had friends who have just, you know, once they're single again, for example, they just attach themselves to someone else. And you're like, why? You know? This guy's...
To bone.
Well, this guy's been single for 100 and whatever years. And he picks Bella now, you know? That's the thing I'm most curious about, like... You know he would have just settled for someone else at some point.
There is a deep pathological issue with Edward. That's the point. This is like, right? And then he leaves his one, like, chance of, like, getting laid. Like, there's someone out there, by the way, who's very angry at us talking about vampire sex for so long. It's like, maybe he's asexual. Which, fair, maybe he is. But spoilers, he's not.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you told me he was, I would be like, oh, okay, but I know you have the knowledge of the series, so I'm assuming you're not going to just be, like, playing with my emotions here and, like, guess what?
Edward was an incel.
Yeah.
Like!
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, okay, then we just, you know, no. I figure that you're not leading me down that path, so.
No, I wouldn't. I would, because I'm a chaos demon. But no, not in this instance. But, like, that's the thing. It's like, he's not masturbating. He has no, like, sort of sexual release. And he's turning down sex in favor of marriage. Like, he's fucking crazy.
I'd get it if he was actually 17, 18, and that's the thing he grew up in, you know?
But they didn't grow up like that in, like, 1917. That's the point, too. People were hoes. Like, it was, like, socially acceptable to sleep with your fiancé, like, back then, based on a book I read about F. Scott Fitzgerald and Zelda.
Sure.
So that's one book, which is why people got engaged so much. Like, people were still fornicating. Fornicating, by the way, is like my favorite word.
I see. That's like the buzzword of the day.
I just love the word fornicating. I just think it's so like fire and brimstone.
It feels very like, you know,
right?
Early 1900s. So it's all good.
I guess the point is like Edward can't adapt. Edward can't release. And Edward can't communicate. So Edward decides to kill himself. It's so stupid. It's excellent.
All right. Here are some questions I have for you. Some of them are new.
I'm ready.
Since we last talked.
Had our dud of a conversation?
I don't know. There might have been gems, but whatever. I think we'll stick with this one. But okay, I give a couple awards now since we've talked last time.
Okay.
So I'll be asking this the rest of the series. It might change, it might not change, but...
Okay.
This first award is called the Wooderson Spicoli Award. Now, these are two characters who... Wooderson is...
Matthew McConaughey, okay. Dazed and Confused, okay. Jeff Spicoli, Fast Times of Ridgemont High. You should respect me enough to know that.
No, I more say it for the audience, but again, if they're listening to this show, they probably know. But... Okay, and that's the character who, especially, like, McConaughey was not supposed to be a big part of that movie, but he just, like, made himself a big part of that film, like, because of how well he did. So it's more, in this film, is there another character who maybe wasn't the lead, who should have been the lead, who should have got more lines, who maybe this movie should have been about?
Everybody but Bella.
So pick one. What movie would you want to see instead?
Okay, can I give you two?
Sure.
I want to know why Sam Yulee is always walking around with a shirt off and why he thought it was appropriate to go rescue someone in the woods like that. So I want to see the Wolf Boy movie, like an actual Wolf Boy movie. And then I obviously want Michael Sheen in the Volturi. I want to see what his day is like.
See, that was my choice. I was going to say Michael Shannon, but I wasn't sure if...
No, Sheen, not Sorry. Shannon, because I've got... Oh, yeah. Because I get those confused all the time on Pajiba, and I get yelled at.
Whoa, yeah, no. Michael Sheen, for sure.
I get Michael Sheen, Martin Sheen, and Michael Shannon all the time.
Michael Sheen. No, 100%. Not Michael Shannon. That would be interesting. But no, I agree. that's the movie I want to see. But maybe we'll see more of him in future installments.
Or also, runner-up, Edward not masturbating for like 5 hours while he's like creepily following his girlfriend.
You want to see that? Like very like artistic, like meta piece, like something that would be like in a modern art museum, like 9 hours of Edward just staring.
I really want to go off on a tangent right now, and I'll go off on a quick tangent. When I was like 12 years old, the perfect movie to me was going to be a movie starring Dennis Hopper and Jim Carrey. It would be 12 hours long. It would just be shot from the point of view of Jim Carrey, and he'd be a long-haul trucker. And you would just see occasionally him passing a car of Dennis Hopper, and they'd wave at each other. Just like a quick wave. And then the end of the movie would be both of them meeting at a diner. And that's where the movie would end. No conversation. They'd both just sit down at opposite booths, not in the same booth, and just see each other.
And this came...
So, yes.
This came to you as a child?
Yeah, I was a weird little kid. So, like, yeah, of course I would have watched a 9-hour movie about Edward. That would be hilarious.
All right, well, you proved me wrong and answered that question. Okay. Good job. Okay.
You weren't expecting that. Do you like how I precast it?
I mean, I love it. And I could picture it too. So that's very interesting.
It would be perfect. And like, by the way, I was 12 in like 1996. So that was the perfect era to cast that movie. Yep.
Okay. The next award is the Long Duk Dong Award. It's
the offensive award.
It's offensive or just someone who... with today's mindset or your eyes right now, would just delete from the film and you think it would make a better film?
I couldn't delete them, but I would try to make them actually fleshed out characters. The Wolf Boys. Or the girlfriend. I think her name's Emily. Like, just all of them. I would spend less time about the white girl moping and more time about all the Wolf Boys going through this change and, like, the reorganization of their social structure, and also about how they were scared about turning into Wolf Boys. Now they're okay with Wolf Boys.
That counts for the record. Like, you can alter a character to make it more interesting, but like, yes.
Like, or just more appropriate
and less,
yes, focused around a white woman, because that's like awkward.
Yes. So you're clearly getting the spirit of these awards. I like it. Last award I have for right now is the Cameron Frye Award. And that's just someone who...
You know I know who Cameron Frye is.
I know,
just have
but
to
like,
say that.
Alan Ruck was 30 years old when he played that character. This is just like someone who seems out of place in the high school element.
I mean, it's obviously Carlisle, Peter Facinelli. But Edward does say, like, Carlisle's supposed to be 10 years older than he is right now. But like, Peter Facinelli doesn't... Like, I fucking love him in this movie, but he don't fit.
Exactly. No, he was my choice too here. Or he's not exactly, like, usually in these movies we pick some, like, some high school guy who has a full beard, or like some girl.
Anna Kendrick's probably in her mid-20s.
And that's fair, but like to me in this film, you're absolutely right. Like, and there is an excuse for Carlisle, but it's also, we discussed it last
flimsy.
Time.
It's flimsy.
Yes. All right, so on Rotten Tomatoes, this film got, again, you're an accredited Rotten Tomatoes reviewer, so.
I should re-review this.
You could change this score.
Probably not, because I can't imagine one score is going to make it better.
It depends how many, let me see right now, New Moon Rotten Tomatoes. Depends how many like scores they've counted so far, because some movies surprisingly have very little.
By the way, while you're counting this, I've just decided that I am going to pitch Dustin, the owner of Pajiba, to let me re-review Twilight from a fan's angle, so that one, I get to overwrite these, and two, Pajiba keeps posting out Twilight content like 8 years after the series ended.
And you're the king of that. You're not the only one who's been posting, though, as we discussed last time, but
Jody did it, yeah.
But it's still cool. I mean,
it's like my low-key goal for 2020 to make Pajiba post like Twilight content a lot. Because you know what's funny is when Rami Malek won the Best Actor Oscar last year for that Queen movie, I was like, Twilight is an Academy Award winning cast now. And that was our best post like of the night, if not the week.
Really? That's awesome.
Because everyone was Googling that shit.
It's great.
I love it.
So there's, I don't know if you'd influence, because there's 226 reviews by critics. It's not that much, but it's still, one person isn't going to really affect it. This one is 28% by the critics, but 61% by the audience. And there are...
I was about to say, I'm like 95% sure that's like the positives are the people who read the book and knew what they were getting into going into it. And the other 40% are like, where the fuck is Edward?
There are 577,800 user ratings for this film. So a lot of people.
Yeah.
The people liked it more than critics. That's for sure.
But, well, because the people read the books and knew how dumb this book was, like, and how dumb the movie was going to be. Like, I even went into it, like, back in the day, like, okay, Edward's not in this, but maybe they'll add him in more. And bless them, they did, but it still wasn't enough. Like, Jacob's just boring, dude. He's just boring.
Again, because you know, and again, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm pretty sure, I'm 99% sure, you know Jacob is not going to win this battle. And they don't even make it a fair fight.
Yeah, like the Team Edward, Team Jacob thing was, I don't know. All I can say is we had cutouts of Edward at our house parties back in 2008. We did not have cutouts of Jacob.
Wow.
Just saying. This was a thing. I don't think like dudes understand. And I don't know how many dudes like listen to the Twilight series on this podcast, but like Twilight was a, like its own like language 12 years ago. It was such a cultural touchstone for women. I can't explain it. And like, I'm sure there's a few women's like, it wasn't for me. And like, that's cool. It not for all of us, but oh man, for the ones like who were into this shit, this was like shorthand for like getting to the meat and like potatoes of it all.
I love it. I'm learning so much from this. And again, even though guys, it might sound critical, I'm having a blast with this series.
And I have to jump in, even though you may think I'm talking shit about the series, I deeply, deeply love it. And I love it in a, like, we all have that, like, dummy in the friend group. It's typically me, like, who does stupid shit and, like, crazy shit. And you're like, ah, that asshole. Right? But, like, anybody who talks shit outside of your friend group of that person, like, you will throw down. So I'm being very open and honest about Twilight because it does have its flaws. And I love it for its flaws, actually. But, like, please make no mistake. This is not, like, someone who secretly hates it and is talking shit. I fucking
yes.
love Twilight.
I forgot to mention that, Kate. I know what you're alluding to. The fact that I told you last time that there were some people who reached out to me and be like, why does Kate hate that movie? When we did the first one. And I know you don't hate it. I know you love it. And
no. I'm holding in my hands right now the Twilight Saga, the official illustrated guide. Like, I take my Twilight like guide journey so seriously. I went out and bought like a book, which is basically just Stephanie Meyer's like It's like 600 pages of just Twilight bullshit and backstory. Like, I now know that family and friends of Bella, Charlie Swan was born in 1964. He is 6 foot tall. Physical description, Charlie is fairly tall and has an average build. Like, I love this story
and this book.
That's how she writes, by the way. Like, you just got an idea of how, like...
Oh my God, that's interesting.
Isn't it great? So, to definitively answer that question, I love this series so much. And I will only talk shit about it with like-minded people. But if people who want to shit on Twilight want to talk shit, I will throw down with you. I will hit myself like Marky Mark in Fear until you get back. Have you done that one yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, so dibs, by the way.
I'll write that down now.
I watch it like probably 3 or 4 times a year. And I reference Marky Mark hitting himself like basically in every conversation ever, because my last piece of advice, anyone who reads Pajibol will know I definitely give the Marky Mark fear hitting himself gif, like, honestly about at least once a week. Oh man.
All right, so last time we talked for like 2 hours, this time we're also talking for 2 hours.
I know, I just have a lot to talk about, but with Twilight.
We're having more fun this time, so.
Well, and I've had a glass of wine, so.
Yes, I've had two. So
I'm not gonna lie, I just poured the last of the bottle in, so hopefully I'm not slurring.
All good. This is now we realize what we had to do to get through New Moon.
And yeah. Okay.
No, all I was saying is I mentioned the Rotten Tomatoes reviews because we review here in High School Slumber Party as well. We do an A+ to F rating. So Kate, what will you rate New Moon? A+ to F.
That's a really good question. So last time I know I rejected your entire rating system because Twilight rejects all notions of like propriety. This time, because New Moon is much more by the books, do you know like when a teacher gives you a slightly better grade than you deserve because they see the potential there?
Oh, absolutely. That's how I got through school.
Right? Me too. So based on that notion, I'm going to give this movie a B- because I see what they're building towards. But like, if out of context, this is a solid C-.
That's what I gave it, a C-. And my C- is actually the same reason you're giving it a B-. I'm assuming that this is going to set up some more fun movies for us to talk about. Maybe I'm wrong. Don't tell me.
No, I have made no secret of the fact Eclipse is my favorite movie, even though Twilight's the best made movie. And by the way, my friends and I got very, very drunk and very, very inebriated and watched Eclipse recently with the R-Pats and Kristen Stewart commentary.
Oh.
And it is beautiful. That's where he starts to eat and then like disappears for like 15 minutes. And you're like, you're pretty sure because he had told you he's feeling sick earlier that he's like Ralphing or doing something in the bathroom.
That's awesome.
If you can track down a DVD copy, you should watch it once, the movie, and a second time with the commentary.
Oh, will do. Who knows? Maybe we'll record 2 Eclipse episodes. Like we did.
I'm still telling you, we need to do Laps Highlight like they do with Fast and Furious on the Cage Club podcast. This could be our thing.
It could be. I mean, I'm not against it. Let's see how we finish it up. Let's see how we do. And maybe 2021 will be the year of Twilight again.
I'm telling you, you will want to do this again after Breaking Dawn Part 2. It is the most, like, I know Joe wants in on it, but at the same time, I feel like Joe should just do the next lap with us.
That's not a bad idea.
Right? Like, because that movie is so what the like, this, here's the problem with New Moon, right? And I'm sure people are, like, it's not what the fuck enough. Like, you have glimpses of what the fuck. Like, why are you walking out of the woods with a teenage girl without a shirt on, right? Why are there, like, a weird cult of vampires in Italy? There's just not enough what the fuck. Every other movie solves for that problem. I promise you, this is the most boring. Breaking Dawn Part 4 is only the worst because, like, nothing happens and they had the manufacture bullshit. Like, this one is, like, the worst book by far because it's Jacob's book.
Yeah, it's probably going to be my longest episode, so.
I know, right? Okay, so I still have to ask you the question. Are you still Team Jacob or do you want to realign yourself with the right side?
I'm not on Team Edward. I'm Team Bella because I just want her to find happiness.
You don't want her to get laid? Who cares about happiness? All that girl wants is to get laid.
All right. Well, if that makes her happy, fine. But, like, I don't care who it's from. I don't care if it's from her dorky high school friend.
But, like, can I also point out the Mormon, because I know we were told to do this. Had she just masturbated, it probably would have been better, right? Because she wasn't.
So we didn't get into this, but you don't think she's masturbating?
No, Mormon girls are not supposed
to. But she's not, like, is she officially Mormon in this?
She's written by a Mormon lady. It's for procreation, not recreation.
Good to know.
This is maybe why we should only record this episode with wine and no other episodes with wine.
No, I don't know.
But I'm telling you. Right? It flows better. That's what she said. yeah. Masturbation is seen as, like, dirty.
Well, then I guess you're right. Look, I just want her to be happy, okay? I just want Bella.
I think she'll
be
happy if she gets laid and becomes a vampire. Like, she's very simple.
I'm not in favor of her becoming a vampire. I'm in favor of her being...
Really?
I don't think being a vampire is good for anybody. I think...
Interesting. So I, back then, would have wanted to become, like, a vampire. And, like, now I'm, like, 35. I'm too invested in what comes after. Like, now I want to be, like, okay, cool. Because I believe in ghosts. So, like, something happens.
You want to be a ghost. That's your goal.
No. I don't want to be a ghost. Although one day I'll explain my theory of ghosts to you. But
find a ghost high school movie and we'll talk all about it.
Hello, The Heavenly Kid.
What the hell is The Heavenly Kid? I've never heard of that.
The Heavenly Kid is Perfect Tommy from Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension. He's a greaser who, like, dies in a car race in, like, 1985 and comes back to, like, give advice. I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, to his kid. And by the way, the math does not add up because his kid, like, to make the math work from, like, dying in 62 to 85, like, his kid would be 22.
The Heavenly Kid. No, I'm looking it up now. This is the first time I ever heard of it.
Jane Kazimarek's the mom or, like, the girlfriend or something.
Oh, my
God.
But
Perfect Tommy from Buckaroo Banzai is the ghost.
Oh, my God.
For a guy who does a high school, like, movie, like, podcast.
This is a deep cut. Don't act like this is, like...
It's not a deep cut. I know about it.
Well, you know about it, but I don't. But now I do.
And he's, like, he's a ghost giving, like, dating advice, I think, to get his son laid.
Oh, God.
From the afterlife. And by the way, purgatory is the subway. Done.
Well, I'll sign you up for that one as well, so...
Oh, yeah. Nobody gets to cheer, by the way, except for me. I've seen that movie a million times.
All right. Yeah. Your name is on it.
This is going to be the year of Kate Hudson. High school summer party, the year of Kate Hudson.
And every year for the rest of my life is going to be the year of Twilight, apparently. I've entered.
Yeah. Have you ever
done
Hiding Out before, by the way?
Hiding Out. Is that a high school movie?
Yes. How have you seen this one? John Cryer puts a... Now I'm very drunk. John Cryer puts a skunk stripe in his hair.
What?
And then becomes a high schooler. And then Keith Coogan from Adventures in Babysitting, which, by the way, is my favorite movie of all time.
I love Adventures in Babysitting.
That's, like, my favorite movie of all time.
That's a good movie. Well, we'll see what we do this summer. But
if you... Okay. Third dibs. You cannot do that movie without me. I saw that movie theater.
What? Wow.
In 1987. Sorry. One of my things is going off and I'm trying to, like, make it. This whole thing is just devolved.
It's fine.
But I have dibs for three movies.
Just listing all the films, but I'm not against it. I'm not against it. I'm always looking for guests. And Kate, you have an open invitation to be on the show.
I love being on the show. So I've already dibsed four movies.
And
because I watch Hiding Out more probably anybody else does.
I was going to say, you probably set the record for... I don't think anyone in that movie has even seen it three times.
Excuse me. Actually, one of the co-owners of Pajiba is like, oh, Hiding Out, I love them.
Well, that's good, but... Oh, so many high school movies.
I know. Especially from the 80s.
Is the prime. Okay, so let's try to wrap up.
Let's wrap it up, because it's like midnight 30 for you.
I don't even care about that. It's just we're probably going to talk for a four-hour podcast. Now, people are going to listen to this like... What the hell was wrong with you guys?
By the way, you can't hear, like, my fire alarm going
off. Oh, I hear it, and I'm thinking, I gotta edit that out, so don't worry.
I can't figure out which one it is. I'm drunk enough to admit, it's usually a sign the ghost cat is around.
Oh, God.
He's, like, he's just an asshole.
There's a ghost cat? Okay, what?
Yeah. I have a ghost, Buster, the cat that I, he's still around,
dude.
Oh,
Buster, rest in peace.
Yeah, he's... not happy with the amount of attention I'm not paying him.
Well, regardless, a couple other questions I have for you. Damn it, we have a lot to do here.
This is going to be a 4-hour episode.
Yeah, but like, it's not, like, a new moon is not worth 2 parts. Like,
that's why it's funny. Come on.
Maybe this will be a 2-parter, guys. I don't know.
By the way, I talk a lot when I drink, as you can tell.
It's went much better than the last time, so I'm happy.
Yeah, for real.
So every week I ask what sleeping bag you want to bring to the slumber party. So it has to...
Please don't ask me that question, because it's going to be inappropriate, my answer.
That's fine. That's fine. Just it has to be... Well, it has to be new moon themed, but preferably new moon themed. What sleeping bag you bring to the slumber party?
In honor of Edward, it's going to be a big enough one so that if I need to sleep... No, I can't even answer it. You know where I was going with that, right?
I do, but... You've already set it up.
It's going to be... Right, I don't need to go there. It's going to be Teen Wolf themed, but not Teen Wolf, the 1987 live action classic. It's going to be Teen Wolf, the 1988 cartoon classic.
Okay, random.
Because of the Wolf Boys.
Oh, because of the Wolf Boys, that makes sense, okay.
How is that random? Didn't you watch that?
I know it exists, I've never seen it.
My brothers and I used to watch it every Saturday morning. Thought it was so funny at the end. It was made by like this German company that was called DIC, and it go. Deke.
Yeah, Deke, of course. So...
Deke. Yeah, we just thought it was really funny to hear the word dick on Saturday morning cartoon.
This is a side note, but someone has, like, this is from, like, 10 years ago, YouTube. But someone created this YouTube video, and it's that graphic, and it's like, it just goes, dick. Dick. Like, and it's just hilarious. But
somebody made that.
I love that.
Hudson children of mine.
There's
5 of us.
I love
but
that.
But the first
someone like took the time to make that because everyone was thinking it.
That's why we watched all those terrible shows.
This is not going in. This is not going in.
I mean, it could. Just a second. That's stupid. It's Ghost Cat. I'm telling you, he's not happy. Sorry, hang on. I'm making Ghost Cat happy. He haunts the shit out of this apartment. I had to hire an animal communicator.
And it worked?
No. He was just like, I'm haunting the shit out of this apartment. There's nothing you can do. By the way, now my cat is just staring at where the smoke detector is and acting like he's there. This is great.
It's freaky.
Yeah. If you read my weird pajama stuff, you know I write about this shit a lot.
When I edit this, it'll be organized. Trust me, it won't be as crazy.
Fuck it. I think it should be a 2-parter. We got drunk and talked about New Moon because it's the only way to get through it.
We might have to put it like that. So we also do this every week. Mm-hmm. Rent 2 movies, get 1 free. It's like that old Blockbuster thing. We're having our slumber party. We rented New Moon. You can't pick other Twilight films. What other movies are we watching at this slumber party?
So, like, I think I literally always answer with Con Air. So I'm just gonna... It's such a good movie. It's Con Air. Duh. So I have 1 more movie to pick with New Moon.
Yes.
Titanic. Done. Because you gotta wash, like, the, like, unsatisfactory answer, like, of New Moon out of your mouth and just go with, like, Jack and Rose. Done.
I get it.
I feel like have I said Titanic before?
You might have.
I think I said it in our last episode too, because those are always my choices.
It might have been in the outtakes of this one. Who knows? But Titanic and Con Air. It seems
I
like
I fucking love Titanic
and Con Air. So
1997 was the greatest movie, greatest year for movies of all time. Done. Fight me on that on Twitter, because none of you had the balls to talk to me about Titanic last time. I mean,
or Twilight.
Twilight. Yeah, or Titanic. Fuck it. Fight me on everything. I'm here.
It's true. No one reached out. People reached out to me. I think they were intimidated by you, but that's not a bad thing. You're the expert.
But reach out to me. I won't bite your head off. I just want to talk about my interests. Please.
So I have 2 other things on my okay. notes here. First was, if you would like to please reiterate what Bella's motivations are, because we're going to play a game that...
Bella wants to bone, and Bella wants to be a vampire. Done.
And then what happens to her at the end of this? She gets proposed to.
Yeah, which is pre-boning.
Yes.
In the Mormon religion, FYI.
Apparently. And, okay, just to we're all over the place, but like the movie ends at that, right? Just like, will you marry me? And it just ends.
Well, it ends with, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
And like, I want to be like anal, right? And like, that would have been such a great plot twist, but no, he's like, you have to marry me. And she goes, and that's the end of the movie.
It just ends, right? Which, like, it's so crazy.
I think it's Twilight's version of a cliffhanger. I don't know.
Here, you get both things you want, but you just have to agree to this. Obviously, she's going to say yes. I'm not. Come on.
It's getting boned and becoming a vampire. Those are both of things that Bella wants.
So we're going to play a game then, right?
Okay.
I've played versions of this before, but it seems very appropriate for Twilight. It's called Bone, Marry, Kill. I'm sure you've played something like this before, but...
I've lived something like this before. Go on. Don't ask me about what happened last August.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask you about the kill part. But, okay, so, first question. Jacob, Edward, and Bella. Simple, easy, these are our primary three. Who you boning, who you marrying, who you're killing.
It's so obvious. Okay, so first off, you bone Bella because she's down to fuck. You marry Edward because that's the only way he'll fuck you. And you, unfortunately, you have to get rid of Jacob because of the other two reasons.
Can't disagree with that. Jacob didn't really... I expected more out of him. I expected him to kind of earn his stripes here. He did not, so... Sorry, Taylor Lautner, you're dying.
Out!
Okay. Maybe the same answer, maybe not, but... Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson, Taylor Lautner.
Okay. I think it's the same answer. I would definitely bone Kristen Stewart because she seemed like she'd be fun. R. Pats just seems like a weirdo, and that's like, I just, FYI, if anyone wants to date me, I mistake being weird for being interesting. So that's that. I'd marry him because I'd be fascinated. And unfortunately, Taylor Lautner's gotta go because I neither want to bone him nor think he's weird enough to marry me.
Not a good place someone wants to be in your life then.
Or maybe it's the best place because I'm weird.
I mean, fair, same answer. I get it. I agree.
Okay.
Okay, I have some random ones here.
Love it.
Carlisle, Charlie, or Arrow? Arrow? Who is that? Who's Arrow? I don't remember.
Is Arrow Michael Sheen or is Arrow the emo? Let's Google it. Arrow. Oh, that's Michael Sheen. Okay, so obviously I'd bone Michael Sheen, who's like Arrow's a vampire, because it's like, why would you turn down vampire sex, right? Done. I think this is where we differ, right? Because I would probably marry Charlie because, one, he's not observant, so I can just go live my life. Two, he has something going on for him. And like, three, he's not cold all the time. So like, done. And I probably have to like kill Carlisle because it's just weird.
You can't kill Carlisle, though. That's the trick. He can't.
Cool.
He can't die.
Cool. Moving on. What would you do?
No, I this is where I differ. I am not a Charlie fan. Charlie has to go.
Oh, that's right. Because you want the rich sugar daddy.
Yes, exactly. You know.
Fair.
You know what I'm thinking here. Carlisle is rich. Carlisle, even if he wasn't immortal, he's a doctor. The only town doctor.
He's a vampire doctor. He'd probably lick your clean. That's gross. And like, you're not a dude, but I'm a chick. What happens when I'm on my period? Like, come on.
Well, I don't have to deal with that. So this is my question.
Everyone, like all the dudes just got slightly grossed out and all the chicks who are like, oh, good question.
So no, I'm marrying Carlisle. I'm getting the money. And I'm fucking Michael Sheen, so.
Well, we're all fucking Michael Sheen.
I mean, that's a given. That's a given. Any other combos you want to throw in here?
Oh, well, we gotta do like all the boys of the Cullens, right? Let me. By the way, they're not all Cullens. Some of them are Hales, which is only in the books. So we have to talk about Edward, Jasper, and Emmett.
Sure. Okay. So what are you doing?
Obviously, all of them. gang, gang. I'm obviously going to marry Edward because he won't put out until he's married. And I think I'm going to bone the dumb hot one, Emmett. Oh, you don't know their names, do you?
No, I know Jasper.
Jasper.
Yeah, so...
The one who can, like, make you feel things.
Yeah, so I know
I'm dead inside.
process of elimination, I know who's who.
Yeah. So you're... Like, I'm dead inside, so I don't need anyone to make me feel things.
Okay, I got one then. So we're going to...
Well, you didn't answer yours. We should probably just cut that one out, to be honest. I use the word gangbang. I don't think that's a nice word.
It's fine. I mean, I'll decide later, but I'll pass on that one because I got a good one here.
Okay.
Let's go Volteri. Let's go Arrow, Jane, and that emo guy.
Good. Okay. So first off, I want to marry the emo guy. Oh, man. I got to fuck Jane because her name rhymes with pain. So I got to get rid of Arrow just because he doesn't. I know it is a twist, but like she is a badass bitch. Okay, so like I'd do a thruple with Jane and Aro and then marry the emo because he'd be funny. But if I had to get rid of one, I'd get rid of Aro.
Wow.
Because like you kind of know how that's going to go. Like he's going to degrade you. So like, how about you?
I don't know them well enough, but I'm probably killing the emo kid. He deserves it.
Ugh,
I don't know him well enough.
He's miserable. It's
exactly
funny.
I'm putting him out of his misery.
He actually wants that, so you shouldn't give it to him.
I'll marry Michael Sheen and fuck Dakota Fanning. Arrow and Jane. Arrow and
Jane. Because you know she's like 17 in the movie, right?
What? She's still 17? Okay, no, I'm not.
In the movie. Yeah, you might want to say Jane.
No, then Jane, definitely. All legal stuff here.
This is like high school slumber party after dark right here.
It is. We should call the second. When this inevitably gets divided into two episodes, we need to call this.
It should be. It should be.
High school slumber.
This is messy.
After dark, yeah. Ooh, let's see. Yeah. I did have another one, though. I did have another one.
Okay, what is it?
It's Jessica Stanley. I don't know. What's the dude's name? Who she goes to the movies with?
Oh, Mike?
Mike.
The blondie?
Mike the blondie. And... there's another person in that group.
There's two. There's the girl who's going to play Selena, and then there's the dude who I don't think did anything ever.
The girl who's going to play Selena.
Her name's Angela in the movie.
Yes. So that's your three.
Okay. So obviously you marry Angela. You fuck Jess because she's just kind of the forgotten one, and you just kill Mike because he started puking in that movie, and you put him out of his misery, right?
I probably have the same order as you, honestly.
Do you have the same thinking as me, though?
Yes. I have to agree with that.
They're all above age, by the way.
Okay. No, yes. Theoretically, while we say that. I keep forgetting about that part. We're just having fun. We're not actually expressing our desires to, you know.
Sure. Sure. Keep telling yourself that.
It's all for fun. All right.
This is messy in its own way, in a way I like.
Well, at least we're having fun.
Right?
Okay, so any others? Because then I'm going to move on.
This is going to be a four-part special.
That's why, honestly, like, I'm not saying I want to do it or anything like that, but it really does merit, like, a Too Fast, Too Forever treatment, because you could watch it.
I think so.
You could watch them over and over again and then be thinking
different. And then bring in guests. Bring in guests. I would totally do this with you. I love Twilight.
At the very least, we'll do this year and we'll just keep it going.
We should. It's easy, right? That's the thing with Pajiba. I'm always like, Dustin, just give me series so I don't have to like come up with like new shit all the time.
It's true. Oh, I had some other thing written here that I have to ask you about. Before we go, sad news. When you were on a Twilight episode, you had birthday plans, but apparently those birthday plans have changed.
Yeah, because Dummies decided to rent out the Bella Swan house for like $500 a night, and I'm not made of money. And also, some dummy already rented it over my birthday. So, like, I am bereft. I have to apologize to everyone out there. Chances are I will not be recording one of these episodes at the Twilight House this year. So, we should just do laps. But I am upset. So, the best I can do yet is maybe wear a Team Edward shirt one of these times I record.
So just a little context on the Twilight episode. Apparently the Bella's actual house is available for Airbnb, and you swore that your birthday
swore
in a nice way would be celebrated there this year. And
my friends and I agreed to it too. And they were like, oh shit.
You made a blood oath that would happen.
It got rented out. Some asshole was like, oh, $500 a night. Cool.
And your birthday is October 25th?
It is, yes.
And the only reason I know that, because you share a birthday and a name with Katy Perry.
Yeah, I do. And now someone can steal all of my identity. Thanks, Brian.
You said that on previous episodes. That's the only reason I know.
Yeah, but I'm a little drunk, so I don't remember.
I don't just like randomly get that information. No, because I was wondering like when theoretically that episode would be, but it's not happening, so it doesn't matter.
It's not happening because I'm going to go hit myself like Marky Mark because I started looking like, no joke, probably January. I was like, oh shit. Oh, dip. Somebody already took it. It's like, ugh.
Next year. And again, I know you're going to be having fun and it's your birthday and you're going to be having a blast, but you have to at least like call in whenever you do get there from the Bella house, just so
it's the dream,
just so we can experience it.
Maybe I can find another Twilight location that I can call in from.
You know what? You are the most qualified person in the world to find this out. I expect an article in Pajiba soon regarding all the Twilight Airbnbs one can stay at in the United States.
Well, not even Airbnbs, because my friend is actually, like, she does climbing outside of Portland. She said there's a little plaque, like, Twilight was filmed here.
Really?
Like, on a fucking mountain face. So, like, maybe there. Who knows?
Well, let us know for sure. Anything else you want to mention about this film, though? Again, I think this is a two-part episode. So
we've already talked for, like, far longer than how long the actual movie is.
And if you combine our first chat,
I've literally talked to you like for almost 5 hours about fucking New Orleans. I have the best life. We have the best life.
Oh man, that's how you know that like no matter what anyone look, America, we're in bad shape. Things are not great out there, but
for real.
But if you really put in context. Like, when it's the apocalypse and people are, it's like a Mad Max situation, and someone looks back, they're gonna be like, fuck you guys, you spent 5 hours talking about New Moon.
I don't think they'll say fuck you. I think they'll be like, oh my god, you guys found, like, grace in the storm.
Well, hopefully they're
good for Twilight.
Hopefully they're that optimistic, but I'm assuming the bad guys won, so they would say that.
Oh, I never assume the bad guys won. I've seen way too many, like, trilogies. Like, the problem is like, we're just an Empire Strikes Back right now, y'all. Like,
so you would call New Moon the Empire Strikes Back of the Twilight series?
No, because that's giving way too much, like, credit to the Twilight series that they know how to form an arc. Of course I wouldn't.
All right.
I would say New Moon is like New Moon is the wait between your first Long Island iced tea and your next Long Island. That's how I would describe New Moon.
Well, it certainly has been an interesting ride, an interesting trip. I think maybe too much wine was consumed on this episode, but this could either be the High School Slumber Party masterpiece or the biggest shit show that's ever been recorded. So.
Why not both? Let's not forget my fire alarm kept going off at some point.
For a good half an hour, so.
That was Ghost Cat. I can't help it when Ghost Cat appears.
I guess not. Anyway, I don't know. Anything else you'd like to say or where people could follow you, find you, read your stuff, or exercise your demons? I don't know.
Oh, God, I'm not telling you how to find me at all after this four-hour conversation.
Hey,
listen,
you're coming back for Eclipse. People need to know where to find you. You know you want that debate.
Oh, I'm coming back for Eclipse. Like, maybe this is like my evil twin Kato Hudson who did this one. No, you can follow me on Twitter at Hudson Kate. I'm always here to talk about your ghost cats or Twilight or like any really good chili recipes, like anything. I engage. So the gauntlet is thrown down.
Guys, consider the gauntlet officially thrown down. And if this becomes one episode or two, who knows? But
we're five.
Hope you're still here. Thank you, Kate. It's a pleasure, as always, and can't wait to talk about Eclipse and the five other episodes you signed up for in the course of this episode. So apparently I'll be hearing from you soon. So thanks so much.
I'm your new co-host.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Well, you can't say I didn't warn you about that. I apologize if we offended anyone. Please, if I did, you know, you could hit me up on social media, and I will apologize to you personally. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, I'm there. Or you can write me an email at highschoolslumberparty@gmail.com. That's highschoolslumberparty@gmail.com. Yeah. But after listening to that back, there's a couple prophetic moments in there. I can't believe Kate Hudson, again, thank you, Kate Hudson, for coming on. Thank you for taking me on this Twilight journey. It's been awesome. I can't wait for the next one. Again, I hope I didn't scare you guys off. But I can't believe she mentioned Teen Wolf, because Teen Wolf is actually our next film that we're going to talk about. And our guest will be Mike Manzi, of course. You know, can't wait to have him on again. It's been a while, I feel like, for Manzi. Maybe not. I don't know. It just feels like it. But can't wait to have Mike Manzi on. And we're doing it for March. March Madness, baby. It's a basketball movie. Yes, it is. So here's the trailer.
For Michael J. Fox, life hasn't been easy.
Hello?
Hi. I'm going through changes.
His voice is changing.
Give me a keg of beer.
Is there anything wrong with me?
He's got hair on his chest. He stopped being a boy.
What do you think about to get worked up?
At last, he's become...
Scott? Scott Howard? This is your father speaking. Now open this door right this minute.
A wolf.
An explanation is probably long overdue.
Dad, an explanation? Look at me. Look at you.
He's always wanted to be something special, but he never expected this.
Then everybody be so
Teen Wolf. He's got style.
There's something different about you. Did you change your hair?
He's got class.
Wolf, wolf, wolf.
Wolf person.
Wolf.
He's got hair all over his body.
Wolves aren't supposed to be shy.
He's a wolf in teen's clothing. And tonight is his night to howl. Teen Wolf, a new comedy with Michael J. Fox, star of Back to the Future.
So that's your homework this week, guys, to watch Teen Wolf and to meet us next Friday to chat about it, our first day of March Madness. Speaking of Friday, check out the other great shows on the Cage Club Podcast Network, including the shows that come out on Friday, which is the Tom Tom Club. Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, Either Or. And I have another special announcement for you guys. I didn't want to say anything, but it might not even apply to you, but if you happen to be living in the New York area and maybe want to see a little live High School Slumber Party, pay attention to our social media over the next couple days, because I'm dropping something cool. I think I'm going to be doing a live event. It's going to be, like, you know, pretty sudden. If you can make it, great. If you can't make it, I understand. I assume you can't make it because, again, this is something that's happening pretty soon, but pay attention to our social media. I guarantee, again, it's going to be fun. But, if you've been with us this long, if you weren't turned off by, again, our sophomoric humor, thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate it. So, this week I leave you with, of course, another song off this great New Moon soundtrack. It is called Rosalind. It is by two groups that I really like, so I was surprised. Bon Iver and St. Vincent. Later, dudes.
Sorry. You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.